live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Liberty Roundtable Live continues. This is indeed hour 2 of 2 for October 31st in the year of our Lord 2017, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. We don't even talk about the news that the mainstream press talks about oftentimes, and when we do, we certainly have a different focus every time. That is Solutions Radio, to promote God, family, and country, to tell the tale of life, liberty, and property. Man, how many groups tell you so clearly about their agenda, huh? Just wondering. All right, last hour we had a big epic discussion about the cable cutters. About the fact that people are just simply, they felt held hostage for so long. A lot of channels were literally blocked. If you didn't have the cable companies, you couldn't get certain programming, and they forced you onto their reservation, if you will. But we've crossed the Rubicon now. People are literally jettisoning the mainstream, jettisoning the cable companies to the point where they're just melting down. They cannot afford it. Now, they've always told you that we cannot give you a la carte channels. It's not financially sustainable. They lied and told you. We've fought against this for literally decades. We've told you it's bogus, it's a lie, and I'll prove it to you right now. ESPN pays $1.9 billion for Monday Night Football. Every cable and satellite subscriber who has ESPN in their package is paying $21.50 a year just to have it. All right? Now, $21.50 a year is less than $2 a month. So you tell me why they couldn't, listen carefully, you tell me why they couldn't charge $3, $4, $5, and let people take that channel on a la carte. You might give somebody a basic package with all the local channels for free, because they're over the air free, right? And then you might add the 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6, whatever, a la carte channels. And you might say it's $5 for one, $9 for two, you know, $12 for four, or whatever you want to say. You know, if you get five or more, it's, you know, $2 a channel or whatever. They could back into an a la carte plan. They could do it financially easily, Kurt, but they've lied to you, and I just proved it. They're, for every subscriber that's on ESPN right now, they're paying $21.50 a year, less than $2 a month for the channel. But there's one fly in the ointment they're not telling you, Kurt, and now we can expose it because they've admitted it. You ready for what that is, Kurt? What if enough people are not willing to pay $21.50 a year or less than $2 a month for ESPN? Let me ask that question again.
That's exactly where we are, I think.
That's
right. People realize they pay with their eyes. In other words, they pay because they have to watch all these commercials. They are subject to them somehow. Then they're forced to watch guys, you know, not stand up for their pledge allegiance or whatever. Then they're forced to pay extra, you know, for the connection. I mean, they just look at it and go, it's too expensive. I don't want to do that anymore.
Not only is it too expensive, but I don't want to suffer the abuse that you're going to give me.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's right.
So interestingly,
you know,
enough,
with many times even the commercials are, what would you say,
immoral?
Well, yeah, they don't want to see those kind of things.
That's right.
They're like, gee, I was watching a ball game and I've got these people doing this in front of me. You know?
Yeah, I'm off that. I'm not interested.
That's
so
right.
People are starting to vote with their dollars, with their feet, with their reality. But I'm telling you right now, they told you that it was not sustainable. It is sustainable. But if you take away the force mechanism, I don't think that enough people will pay for ESPN to hold that $1.9 billion contract for the NFL Monday night games in place, Kurt. They'll either
have to give you those
games, or the NFL will have to come to the table and lower the cost, or people will bail in droves.
That means in the future you're going to see pro football players in the corner holding a little sign that says, we'll work for food, right?
Yes, sir. They've got to. No, but well, I'm telling
instead
you,
of making
$50 million
a year, they'll be making, you know, maybe $10 million or something like that.
Now, so when the mainstream cable networks and everybody told you that a la carte channels were not sustainable, they were right, Kurt. But they lied to you on why. They made you believe that financially it just doesn't work out. You couldn't pay for a channel. But they made you believe that it wasn't a financial option, that they were doing you a favor by bundling all these channels together, and you're getting it cheaper than they could stand alone, right?
Well, and the other thing that typically
happens... Hold on, stick with this. Write down your other point. Stick with this, though. They wanted you to believe all these channels, you could not afford them on your own. It would be too expensive, but if they bundled them together, they could give you a better deal, right?
Well, that's what they're lying to you.
Okay, and that's what the lie is they sold that's now been exposed. The truth of the matter is that not enough people will sign up for a given channel to justify the rates that they're forcing us to pay for it, and they know it. So $21.50 a year is what the average person pays for ESPN to be in their package. That's less than $2 a month. I think a lot of people that want ESPN, a lot of people would pay less than $2 a month, or maybe $2 a month or something, $3 a month for ESPN if it was a la carte. But those are only the people that want ESPN. And at the current contract rate, it's not sustainable. So it's become kind of like the insurance companies, where the cable companies have become the middlemen, and they've literally ratcheted up prices so unrealistically that now everybody's jumping and saying, I'll negotiate my own deal, thank you.
And that's what we told people forever is,
that's right.
Look, we can literally save you, you know, if your cable bill's $100 a month, you know, or somewhere in that range, which I've heard of some that are double that, then we can say, look, just get your little Roku player. You'll get all your channels you ever want on there.
5,000 plus channels right now, Kurt.
Yeah, you can basically save probably $100 a month, at least $50 a month. And then you could put that towards supporting Liberty News Radio and other things that you like.
You can also buy the things that you really want a la carte. And what I do oftentimes, Kurt, is I buy seasons of programming. And the reason that I do is because I can buy a whole season for anywhere from $5 to $20 a season. And I don't have any commercials in it. I can watch it on demand whenever it works with my schedule. I can put it on any TV I want and watch it as many times as I want. Right? And so a lot of times a series or an episode will come out in a series. It'll be like, say, on one night and you got to endure the commercials, or the next night it's available in the season for free. I take the season that I bought and skip all the commercials and do it. People are doing that everywhere because I can pay for the channels that I want to a la carte. I can fund the things that I believe in. I can get rid of the commercials. I'm paying for it, make no mistake. But I can then fund the channels and support the programming that I want with my dollars. And so I buy a Roku player for anywhere from $30 to $100 one time, depending on the player that I want. The average one's about $50-$60. And then I can buy, for example, like I pay for this Phelan channel now called Hallmark Now. And I think I can't remember how much it costs. I'd have to ask my wife. It's like $3-$4 a month, okay? But, Kurt, I get so many good quality movies on there that I can watch that are just incredible.
Well, and this also connects to what, you know, this whole discussion connects to what you're seeing at the traditional movie houses as well, Sam.
I agree.
Where they've continued to ratchet up the prices, you know, $9, $10, $12 per ticket. And then they're surprised when about the only night they might have pretty full night would be a Tuesday night or something when they do a half price. Everybody's doing this, at least in so many areas, putting themselves right out of the market. But the nice thing is then you got these substitutes or these new media, in this case, taking center stage. And you guys with the $3 a month deal with all those movies, you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to pay outrageous prices for some kind of popcorn or something like that. I mean, you just save boatloads of money and you can still be plenty entertained.
People are loving it, Kurt. They're gravitating toward it like you cannot believe.
Yeah.
And for good
reason. The cord-cutting world.
And the most important thing I like about it is I can fund what I like. If there's a new channel tomorrow.
That's right.
That I like, then I can decide I'm going to buy it a la carte. And I don't care if it even costs me a little bit more money. You want to know why?
Well, you go right to that thing. Like a VidAngel, you know, I mean, that's where you put money in the past.
And I would support VidAngel in a heartbeat if the government thugs wouldn't stop me.
That's right. Clear Play, you know, all these guys like that doing their
thing. And I don't care that it costs a little bit more money, even if it does, which I don't believe that it does, by the way. But even if it did, I would still do it because I believe in what they're doing. Like, I don't mind supporting Hallmark now because they're good, clean entertainment that I enjoy. And if they quit being that, trust me, I'll shut them off.
By the way, happy Halloween.
Oh, yeah, good point. Are you going to watch Halloween movies tonight on your cable channel, Kurt?
No. Uh-uh.
Well, you're a subscriber. But you're certainly part of the Nielsen ratings, my friend. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so the bottom line is the ratings have failed, the cable companies are failing, the big, you know, media talent negotiated contracts are melting down, the unions are in trouble. I mean, it's just a big, complete mess. The solutions are easy, though. Cut the cord. Focus on Liberty Roundtable, Liberty News Radio. Focus on the good channels. I personally like the Hallmark Now, which it used to be the Feeling Channel. That's one thing I support. I buy seasons from Amazon of some of the best stuff very inexpensively. And I would say that I probably spend maybe $20 a month on entertainment, Kurt, with the different movies we rent, with the different things we pay for, with the all together, probably $20 a month in a Roku player. Now, that's what, a quarter of even the lower end cable bills, if you will, a third.
Well, and I would submit this, Sam, because you do that, you save in a lot of ways. For example, I suppose you go to the movies a little less times.
A ton less.
Than the average American.
But we go once in a while, and let me tell you when we go.
Yeah.
We go when there's a movie that I believe warrants support. In other words, it's a good, honest, moral release that deserves support. I go intentionally, one, to see the movie, but two, to make a statement, Kurt. Go ahead. I do that on purpose.
Well, yeah, and the statement is basically to put your money where your mouth is. But what I was saying is, you know, and support that kind of thing so that it encourages more of it. You know, at least the key thing I was going to say though, some would say, well, look, there's $20 down the tubes in entertainment. I would say, well, yeah, but Sam doesn't have to drive, you know, out there to some movie theater, pay exorbitant prices, not only for the food, but for the ticket. You know, he's got that right in his own home. You know, there's just a number of things about that that save you money.
Amen to that. And most importantly, hopefully, my withdrawing of my money from all these perverted sources and my throwing my money towards, putting my money where my mouth is, towards these good things that I like. Hopefully, over time, there'll be enough of us to change that game, Kurt. Just imagine
the headline, perverted, Hollywarped,
can't sustain itself on its perversion. New media is taking center stage with solutions and moral programming. Hollywood better get to the table quick or they're gone. Just imagine that, Kurt.
That's right.
We can pray for it. We can work towards it. We can fund it. That's what we're all about. Anyway, enough of that, but I found it fascinating enough to really drill in and focus on ESPN losing 15,000 subscribers a month, if you believe Nielsen ratings.
Yep.
And they're literally melting down. And they told you that they couldn't sustain it. They're right. They can't, because people just don't want to watch that stuff. And they know that unless they force everybody aboard, they simply won't have a channel. It's not sustainable.
Yep.
But the big racket has been exposed, that Americans get it, and they're moving on. They're moving on in a big way, to the point where, hey, man, they can't even save the shipwreck, I don't think. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on that, Paul. All right, there's a big battle between the Republican and Democratic parties. You're seeing it in the Russia scandal. You're seeing the Clintons saying it's all Donald in bed with the Russians. Donald and the crew are saying that the Clintons are in bed with the Russians. And the battle rages on. Even third parties or traditional groups, in my personal opinion, are kind of deceived on the whole point. And here's the headline. Pat Buchanan, quote, the plot to destroy Trump. He's got a big series of articles out about the plot to destroy Trump. The battle rages on, Kurt. Do you want to give your breakdown? My take is completely different than everybody's on this thing, I think.
Well, what this illustrates, at least to me, and Pat does it very well, he calls it that other plot to bring down Trump. And it's commentary at WorldNet Daily as well as other places, you know, where they talk about this whole collusion things. And then he kind of lists how it connects up, where he talks about something called the Washington Free Beacon. He says it's a neocon website, and how it engaged a firm of researchers that were called Fusion GPS to do deep dirt diving. Now, the neocons, remember, they were the ones, that's the John McCain type guys, you know, and others.
The swamp Republicans, if you will.
Yeah, that's right. And they wanted to go deep dirt diving, Pat Buchanan says, to end up Trump's personal and professional life, to try to take him out. And he says a spinoff of Bill Kristol's The Weekly Standard, by the way, this thing called The Beacon, he says is run by his son-in-law. And this is where you get this teaching that you always, you know, have taught us, Sam, about he who owns the media makes the rules. And it says it's Daddy Warbucks is the GOP oligarch and hedge fund billionaire Paul Singer. So here's somebody putting his money where his mouth is, where somebody else's mouth is, probably, and, you know, trying to, you know, basically manipulate the whole political system. And so this Fusion GPS dug up the dirt, and it was all for the neocons and the Never Trumpers. But by May, Pat Buchanan says, Trump had already beaten all his rivals and was going to be the Republican nominee. So guess what? The Beacon bailed. You know, they didn't have any more neocons and Never Trumpers going to support him. So they found two new cash cows to finance their dirt diving, and that was the DNC and the Clinton campaign, because, of course, they'd be the next opponents, right? He says, Pat Buchanan says, to keep the sordid business at arm's length, both engaged the party's law firm of Perkins Coal, and they paid $12.4 million by the DNC and the Clinton campaign. Perkins used part of this cash hoard to pay Fusion GPS. And Pat says, here's where it begins to get interesting. Well, I already thought that was kind of interesting, putting it together and figuring it out. But then they talk about more about British spies and different things like that, and a 35-page dossier, all this kind of stuff. But, you know, to me, the bottom line is, right down at the end of his article, he says, here one is tempted to cite Bismarck, that if you wish to enjoy politics or sausages, you should not inquire too closely how they are made. Thus, we have Free Beacon neocons, Never Trump Republicans, the Hillary Clinton campaign, the DNC, a British spy, and comrades in Russian intelligence and perhaps the FBI, all working with secret money and seedy individuals to destroy a candidate they could not defeat in a free election. If future revelations demonstrate that this is what went down, it is not only the White House that has major problems. Final two sentences. If you wish to know why Americans detest politics and hate the swamp that has been made of their capital city, follow this story all the way to its inevitable end. It will be months of unfolding. He says a real indictment here is of the American political system, and the true tragedy is the decline of the old republic.
Now, I agree with Pat on most of his points, Kurt. The inside Republicans, the swamp Republicans, if you will, are evil. They're diabolical. And, you know, many of them may have it out for Trump. And the Democrats are similar. But I want to really clearly articulate what's happening here, in my opinion. And I take the focus completely different than Pat or anybody else on these topics. Okay, for example, this idea that the insiders have it out for the Donald, I don't know that I believe. Because to believe the insiders don't want Donald there makes you believe that somehow the insiders have lost control. We have elected somebody that's a good, honest patriot for freedom, and that the insiders don't have control anymore. Because if you accept that Donald is hated by these people and they want to get rid of him, you accept that somehow we got Donald in without their, quote, permission or buy-in. And I don't believe that to be true. I do not believe you get a federal candidate at the presidential, you know, position or a Supreme Court position or any of these critical decision-making positions without the mainstream press and without the insider swamp critters allowing it to happen. Now, you could say, Sam, you don't even know. You might be right. Maybe I don't know, but I'm convinced that's true. You could say, well, Sam, you're too conspiratorial. Sam, you're too cynical. You're too, come on, some good things happen sometimes. I agree good things happen sometimes. But I don't know that I believe that he got in without their acknowledgement or permission. And I'll give you a comparison to make my point. A lot of people are running around saying, by golly, the economy is going to melt down tomorrow. Man, I've been in politics 25 plus years, and they've been saying that the whole time, and none of it's been true. I believe they're propping up the economy, and the proof is they've done it forever, and they'll continue to do it. It won't last forever, but they've done it for so long, we don't know when they're going to pull the plug. But right now, they're not pulling the plug, contrary to who says they are. We'll talk about this.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so I'm convinced that they're not trying to get rid of Donald Trump, but I'm convinced they're not trying to take down the economy. And the reason that I say that is because if they were, both would happen. Now you could say, Sam, you're quite naive. And my response is, no, I think it's naive to think they're trying to take down the economy, but yet it stays up all the time. Even the meltdown in 08. Yeah, they might have lost control. It was a glitch, but they brought it back up. They didn't leave it down. They could have just not aided in the recovery. So at some point, the economy will tank. But right now, they're intentionally keeping it up, and it's a point that Joel Skousen's made for years, and I agree with him. They're not taking down the economy. Now, they may change their mind and take down the economy. At some point, they will, but they're not now. The same thing's true with the Donald. Look, they didn't make a mistake and Donald got in without them knowing or without them agreeing to it, these inside swamp monsters, or he wouldn't be there. The fact is they gave him negative coverage, but they gave him so much coverage that he got in. Right? Let's be very clear. Now, as long as Donald does certain critical things, they will leave Donald there. And if he ceases to do those things, Donald will be gone. Or if he does things they don't want him to do. And let me give you a couple of quick examples. Number one, I don't know if you know, but President Donald Trump's administration officials are now saying that Trump will name Jerome H. Powell to be the next Fed chairman. Kurt, did you see this?
I did see that they've got a new guy for the, and it's not Ron Paul to take care of the Fed, you know. Yeah, good point.
Now, I don't know if you know. Do you know who Powell is, Kurt?
He's not the guy they named Lake Powell after, right?
No.
No, yeah.
But I'll tell you who he is. He's a Barack Obama appointee. He's a swamp monster from the highest ilk.
Yeah, good point.
All right. So, look, as long as you don't upset the Federal Reserve, they don't mind leaving Trump there. His controversy is fantastic. He'll distract you with the right hand of controversy and confusion while the left hand sells you down the river liberty-wise. They love that. Now, furthermore, our buddy Chuck Baldwin wrote an incredible article to make the point, and he says this, quote, "The war party marches on, Chuck Baldwin." And the inference of the story is thus. When will the American people catch on to the fact that we do not have two political parties in America? We have one party. In D.C., it's the war party. As long as Donald promotes the Federal Reserve with insiders, as long as Donald Trump promotes the war party, the war military-industrial complex agenda, the hawkish agenda, he'll stay there, Kurt. Because it doesn't really matter what he does. As long as you keep fake money and pro-death via war, nothing really can change, Kurt.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, like, engineer the outcome to change the economy some. You can pretend to make taxes better, but you don't cross the lines. For example, you can make taxes feel better to the average person. That's a good thing because it buys you more time to prop up the economy and slowly but surely, you know, put the flaxen cords of distributed liberty-destroying agenda in place. You can do that stuff, but you can't take on the insiders too hard. So you can go ahead and promote tax relief, but you can't get rid of the IRS. Got it? You can go ahead and say how bad the economy is as long as you don't get rid of the Federal Reserve. You can go ahead and tell you how horrible education is and let Betsy DeVos run around as long as you don't get rid of the education department. You can go ahead and tell you how bad the EPA is as long as you reform it and you don't get rid of it. You can tell you how bad the money is as long as you don't get rid of the Federal Reserve. You can, and it goes on and on and on. And I'm submitting to you that Donald is maybe ignorantly, I don't know which, maybe knowledgeably. It's hard for me to say. I don't know Donald personally, so I can't say. But I'm telling you right now, we're letting America get destroyed. While we're saying that we're making a difference, that America's becoming great again. But I don't really see a big sea change at all in what's happening, Kurt. What significant sea change has happened? Oh, Sam, we put that Gorsuch guy on the court. Oh, yeah? And what has he done for God, family, country? What has he done to protect life, liberty, and property since he's got there? And so I'm convinced that as long as Donald does not cross these certain lines, he plays an important role for them. The people believe falsely that they have their candidate in office. They believe falsely that America is becoming great. America is going back to her roots. America's. But what they're doing is they're creating more and more and more anger and hatred and division in the country all the while. We have more riots and more hatred and more bigotry and fighting and meltdown. We have less trust in things than ever. And if Donald crosses those lines, they will get rid of him, Kurt. If he doesn't cross those lines, they're all too happy to keep him. Now, I know Pat Buchanan thinks that there's a plot to destroy Trump. There's a plot to undermine him because they have every value to do that. Every reason to do that. They love to create controversy and division and undermine everything. But they don't want to get rid of Trump because he plays too valuable of a role for them. Now, you can say that I'm all crazy on this and too full of conspiracy theory. But what proof do people have that the economy is being taken down? I have every proof that they're keeping up the economy. What proof do you have that Donald is really their enemy and that they really want to stop him? I have every proof to the opposite, including the mainstream press. So you see these headlines, right? When will the American people realize they're being played for suckers and there's one party, it's us against the insiders, the warmongering party, says Chuck Baldwin. Well, now the headline says special counsel Robert S. Mueller 3 announced charges on Monday against three former campaign advisors against Donald Trump. The media tells you it has nothing to do with the Donald. Got it? Paul J. Manafort and Rick Gates surrendered to federal authorities. Money laundering, tax fraud, foreign lobbying violations, and lying to the government are their charges. And then you got George, how do you say this guy's name? had a populace or whatever. This guy secretly pleaded guilty to the FBI 3 weeks ago about his Russian contacts. He lied 3 weeks ago. Well, how come we didn't find that out when he was secretly turned himself in and got caught lying 3 weeks ago? How come we didn't hear about it until now? Yeah, he misled FBI investigators, got caught, pleaded guilty on October the 5th. How come we don't know about it? Now, Tony Podesta, a prominent lobbyist and Democratic donor, stepped down for the Podesta group. No charges have been brought against Podesta or his group. They say in an indictment of two former campaign officials, Paul Manafort and Rick Gates, well, I don't know if you know, but those firms that they're involved with have been subpoenaed for records tied to who, Kurt?
That would be
Podesta.
Clinton, right? Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, in effect, Clinton, you know.
So, yeah, you're right. So what you have that I'm getting at is you've got the both sides of the aisle, the Republicans and the Democrats, all involved in this complicated web here. And they're taking down who they want to. And they're keeping who they want to. And the proof is, why is Paul Manafort well, he's sitting at home, Kurt. He's not in jail. He's at home in his pajamas on kind of an arrest deal. He's just chilling at home while Ammon Bundy rots in prison and his jury's being picked today. Why is Hillary Clinton not even in jail? Is there a lot more pay dirt on Paul Manafort than there is Hillary? Not a chance. But all I'm telling you is that you look at this thing and they're not taking down Donald Trump over this. However, they are certainly slowly but surely tightening the noose. And if Donald crosses lines, they'll do him in. Either literally and assassinate him, or they'll just kick him out of office depending on what scandal can go down. They don't care how they get the job done, right? But I'm predicting that if Donald crosses lines and does enough to restore America, he will be done. If he obeys and is a good little boy and doesn't touch the Federal Reserve, doesn't touch the Education Department, doesn't touch the IRS, they'll let him run around and act like he's doing a lot of good. They'll let him run around calling chicks ugly and touching women in the wrong parts and making a big fiasco of that. Because every time they do that, it destroys societal norms. It betrays people. It violates trust. It divides and conquers and makes America worse off. They'll do that all day long. They love the Donald running around saying he touches women in their private parts. They love that. They love Donald saying he's going to make things better for the economy and changing, you know, the tax system. They love all that. As long as you don't get rid of the IRS, it's cool. Now, I'd be interested to hear from Kurt Crosby and see if what he thinks of my take on this. But I'm telling you right now, I'm not convinced that they've got it out for the Donald. Oh, I am convinced they're setting the stage in case he crosses lines that are unacceptable. They don't know where Donald stands, maybe, but they love him there, they put him there, and they'll keep him there as long as he obeys.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. All I'm telling you is if you believe they're intentionally taking down the Donald, you're completely wrong. They've done everything they can to protect Donald. Now, I don't know if you know this, but this George, however you say his last name, how is it, Kurt? Papa Dupopoulos or whatever it is?
Yeah, it's not Papadopoulos. I don't know.
Anyway, he secretly pleaded guilty 3 weeks ago on October 5th for lying to the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry. Listen, the plea was unsealed on October 30th. Why the heck was it sealed in the first place? And why would they wait 3 weeks, and why would they come out with it now?
It's transparency, Sam.
All right. The bottom line is I'm not convinced that they're trying to take down Donald. I think they put him there. Now, whether Donald's part of their cabal or not, I can't say. He's either allowed to be there and he thinks he's going to do the good that he can't get done, or he's there and he knows full well that it's a con game. I don't know which on the Donald side of things, but I know this. If he was really fixing the country in the way that I think needs to be done, he would be gone. If he really said we're going to get rid of the Federal Reserve, we're going to replace it with honest currency, honest money, gold and silver, constitutional coinage. If he really was going to get rid of the IRS, the Education Department, if he really was going to get rid of the war hawkish mentality of the generals and the war military industrial complex, I'm telling you right now, he would not stay there long if he really got that done. What do you think, Kurt? Am I off base on this?
I think there's another factor, at least that I will throw in here. The swamp monsters are typically not very trustworthy, and they typically are what I'd call guys that are, well, out for their own best interest. So what happens is they don't really have the back of their buddies, and in fact, they're kind of look at their buddy's back and going, well, if I can stick a knife in there, I can, move up myself. This is my opinion. And so a guy like Donald Trump comes in, and he knows the New York games that were played and all these other ones. I mean, he's played in Vegas where he's got to build these big hotels, and he knows how to deal with the unions and all this other stuff. So he knows plenty of swamp monster tactics, if you will, in that he's had to live that way, dealing with those kind of unsavory characters all through his life. You could almost say he's got swamp monster PhD credentials in that he's dealt with all this stuff. And, so you've put that together with the fact that the swamp monsters are not a bunch of trustworthy guys. They're not a bunch of nice guys. They'll literally stab their so-called buddy in the back if they think that means they'll move up. There's some good parts to that, at least in my opinion, and that is if you get a good batch of media, and now that you have kind of a less controlled media, which is what you call the new media taking center stage, then you get, these Twitters, these, all these other ways of getting your information, and these poor swamp monsters just don't know what to do, Sam. They're kind of getting in-runned around the whole thing. And so I think that's another part to this picture that, you know, we don't really throw in there.
I think it's a wise point. I think it's partially true. I think that it's a complicated web of confusion, and there's a lot of factors here. Do you think that they want him? Do you think they're really trying to get rid of him, Kurt?
Well, that's where you got to ask these simple questions. Who is they, you know, or who are they? You know, in this case,
to answer your question, a lot of people would say they, and they would, you know, point at the Jews or point at the Catholics or point at this and that. I submit we don't know who they are, Kurt. Exactly. We know some of them, but I don't know if we know who they are. We don't know really who's controlling this and really whose agenda gets the front and center guidance, per se. I don't know that we know all those things.
I think it's a combination of a lot of things, like you say, Sam. They're, at least I think the banking interests are very concerned with keeping their status quo system the way it is, so they bring in the money. I think the stock market, kind of a hedge fund kind of world, is concerned with keeping their money gravy train going. I think warmongering types, you know, the military industrial complex is pretty concerned about keeping their deal going. You know, and so you combine those things, well, throw in the pharmaceutical world, I mean, so many others, the vaccination world. You've got a tangled web, and of course, that's Halloween-y, you know. Talk, you know, because we're talking about webs and stuff. But you got a heck of a bunch of swamp monsters that you got to watch out for.
You got that right. Anyway, I'm just convinced, though, really. And as soon as Donald crosses those lines, we'll find out if I'm right. If Donald never crosses those lines, it doesn't really matter if he is part of the cabal or if he's a good guy, but the cabal stops him. If he never crosses those lines, we're not going to make America moral. We're not going to make America great again anyway, Kurt. And if he does cross those lines, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But do you think he has any prayer
for
getting
example,
rid of the IRS, the Federal Reserve, the Education Department, or standing on pro-life and shutting down Roe versus Wade? Any of those things?
Well, I'll give you a little fuel to your fire, you know, in other words, to help with your point, and that is JFK. You know, we have in our hot little hands what's called United States notes. United States notes are basically bills, money that were issued. The last time they were issued was before JFK was killed. They were in direct competition. In other words, if they kind of went, you know, the way I think JFK wanted them to go, they could have literally eliminated the Federal Reserve because people could have said, look, we don't need Federal Reserve notes. We got United States notes. Well, you know what happened to JFK, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So that's my opinion. What, you know, could certainly happen to Donald Trump if he were to step across those so-called lines. On the other hand, I would say this, if he did really want to play it right, somehow play the swamp monsters right, where he gets the one guys that, you know, are the big Federal Reserve backer guys, gets them maybe in the line of fire by the pharmaceutical guys or the military industrial complex guys, he could kind of take out the swamp monsters. Now, I know
it's that, certainly possible.
You know, it's
and
a
I
long
pray that's true.
Shot, but all I can say is the Red Sea did open and mountains have moved. And,
yeah, and all,
know,
all
we
know
we
is we've got to push and work
freedom.
Towards that.
Yeah.
Whether it happens or not, we've got to hope for and work towards that point. And I completely
that's
agree
right.
with that. And I will say this, it is possible for the swamp monsters to miscalculate on occasion. And it might be that they miscalculated and he got in office. And it might be that they really want to get rid of him. I, you know, what if I was wrong on these points? I would hope that I am wrong. And if that's the case, then we will see Donald breach those lines in some way. And then we'll pray for his life.
Yeah, we pray for all life.
Yeah, even Hillary. Course. I mean, I'd like to lock her up because I think she's guilty, but...
Yeah,
you know,
give her three squares and
Now, we bring that up, though, only to say that we need to be very careful and not be deceived on a lot of these things. And I'm telling you right now, they are closing the noose around the Donald. Because if they decide he's not too useful, they will want to jettison him. What'll happen? I don't know. All right, quick update on the Paddock shooter scenario, Kurt.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of victims were talking.
Jesus, whatever, yeah.
A lot of victims had information. But more and more and more victims are dying under very strange circumstances. So the headline that says, Dennis Carver and his wife, Lorraine, who survived the October 1st shooting in Vegas, died just weeks later in a car crash near their home. Although the couple was driving less than a mile from their home about 11 p.m. on October 16th, well, they crashed. They were pronounced dead at the scene. They hit a cinder block column.
Ouch.
Ripping off the rear axle, rupturing the gas tank, and they were dead at the scene. Now, is it possible there's no coincidence and that's just happened? Of course it is. In fact, I would even say at this point that's probible. That somehow they fell asleep, they hit that column, and it just went all wrong. But all I know is it's very strange that very unique death circumstances are surrounding the witnesses that managed to survive the shooting. Why is that? I don't know. But I know that it ought to be investigated. And I know that for me to even bring up that we ought to follow that lead, that very strange circumstance, and see if there's more to that meets the eye, they will attack me relentlessly. And if they're for the truth, if they really want to know, then why would they do that? And I don't know what this means. I'm not saying that it means anything. I am saying that it's very weird that Dennis Carver and his wife, Lorraine, died after surviving the shooting a couple of weeks later. Just over 2 weeks later, they're dead. They were pronounced dead at the scene. So it's not even like they survived and could talk again. They're gone now. Now, it could be that there's nothing to it. And I pray that's true. But my experience says you cannot leave those leads untouched. Mm-hmm. You can't just say, oh, there's nothing to that. I pray there's nothing to it. I pray for the family who have had such horrific trouble in their lives with the shooter and with this car wreck. But I'm telling you right now that I think it's very strange that several witnesses are dying. People are vanishing. People are not talking. People are changing their eyewitness accounts. Who's getting to all these people and why? Very fair questions, in my humble opinion, if you want a true open investigation. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. 2 hours in the can. Please support us in every way, including financial. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. We declare this nation shall endure.